This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 14th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Back on July 25th, a Qantas 747 had an explosive decompression incident thought to have been caused by an exploding oxygen canister. There were no injuries, but the blast took out a 5-foot section of the fuselage skin and forced a precautionary landing. Last week, when Australia's Civil Aviation Safety Administration announced an audit into maintenance at Qantas, the airline said, no big deal. You might get a different reaction if you asked this week. The Sydney Morning Herald reports Qantas pulled six 737-400 Classics from its fleet on Monday to check compliance records related to a 2003 CASA airworthiness directive, calling for inspections of the aircraft's forward pressure bulkheads for signs of fatigue. On Tuesday, a Qantas 747-300 experienced an uncommanded shutdown of one of its engines on approach to Auckland. The airline grounded another 747 the same day after discovering the aircraft's horizontal stabilizer jack screw had missed its scheduled maintenance. The paper notes a Qantas 767 was pulled from service on Tuesday after pilots found a problem with the flap position indicator. Qantas has a great safety record and has never had a passenger fatality in 50 years of operation. So, are the problems this week evidence of slipping standards? Or is it that the standards have been good enough to produce this enviable safety record? Stay tuned. The U.S. Air Force's new chief of staff pledged on Tuesday to reinvigorate his service following acquisition woes and mishandling of nuclear weapons. General Norton A. Schwartz was sworn in as chief of staff earlier in the day and told reporters at a Pentagon news conference that the service is fundamentally sound. Quote, "It doesn't mean we're perfect, and we certainly have work to do, things to fix, fences to mend," unquote. He added that the Air Force's ability to ship 2,000 Georgian soldiers from Baghdad home to Tbilisi this past weekend demonstrated, quote, "We know how to operate, and we continue to support the joint team in Iraq and Afghanistan," unquote. Schwartz was joined by Acting Air Force Secretary Michael B. Donnelly. Donnelly and Schwartz replaced Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn and Chief of Staff General T. Michael Mosley, whose resignations were demanded by Defense Secretary Robert Gates following an investigation that revealed a decline in the Air Force's nuclear program focus, performance, and effective leadership. U.S. airlines have dramatically slowed pilot hiring. Airlines that report to AIR Incorporated hired a total of just 287 pilots in July. That's 56% fewer than in the previous month. AIR notes that pilot furloughs rose slightly from 2,327 in June to 2,397 in July, and says that number will only increase through the remainder of this year. 78 of 175 airlines that report to AIR are still hiring pilots. Southwest is the only major that's still interviewing people, but four national airlines, 10 jet operators, and 17 non-jet operators say they're still hiring. AIR's next airline pilot job fair is coming up in the Washington Dulles area at the Hyatt Regency Reston Hotel on August 23rd. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Avadyne's MLX 770 adds weather and text for Latin America. Northrop reps report a productive meeting with the Defense Department. And AOPA has questions for McCain and Obama. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Jeff Burke, Executive Director of Branson Airport in Missouri. Jeff will explain how private funding and freedom from FAA mandates will allow the creation of a better experience for airline passengers. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.